Yesterday, the people of our country joined together to make a great national decision to choose the next president of the United States. We still do not know the outcome of yesterday's vote, and I realize that this is an extraordinary moment for our democracy. Joe Lieberman and I want to thank the nearly 50 million Americans who gave us their votes and confidence. And I want to express my deep and profound gratitude to all of those who cast their ballots, however they cast them. We now need to resolve this election in a way that is fair, forthright, and fully consistent with our Constitution and our laws. What is at issue here is the fundamental fairness of the process as a whole. Because of what is at stake, this matter must be resolved expeditiously, but deliberately and without any rush to judgment. Despite the fact that Joe Lieberman and I won the popular vote, under our Constitution, it is the winner of the Electoral College who will be the next president. Our Constitution is the whole foundation of our freedom, and it must be followed faithfully toward the true result ordained by the American people with their votes in our respective states. We are now, as we have been from the moment of our founding, a nation based on the rule of law. When our founders pledged their sacred honor to bring forth this republic upon which the hopes of humankind still rest, they affirmed the bedrock principle that Americans have followed ever since: the consent of the governed given freely in an election process whose integrity is beyond question is the living heart of our democracy. It is also crucial that the American people have full faith and confidence in the electoral process from which the president derives authority. Let me make my own resolve clear. No matter what the outcome, America will make the transition to a new administration with dignity, with full respect for the freely expressed will of the people, and with pride in the democracy we are privileged to share. And I want all Americans, indeed the whole world, to be absolutely assured of that. I don't believe it's appropriate for me to take questions or comment further at this time, but I am going to ask Secretary Daley and former Secretary of State Warren Christopher to follow this statement with comments of their own. Secretary Daley and campaign manager Donna Brazile met with Joe Lieberman and me, and we agreed to ask Warren Christopher to play a key role in the process from here forward. Thank you very much.
Are you guys coming up for New York, this is
Nashville.
Good afternoon. Let me start by thanking the thousands of volunteers and staff and supporters across the country on behalf of Al Gore and Tipper Gore and Joe and Hadassah Lieberman for their hard work, for their enthusiasm, and for the excitement that they brought to the political process. We ran a great campaign. We had great staff and great volunteers, and I'm very proud of them today. Let me turn it over to Chairman Bill Daley.
Thank you, Donna. It is very nice to see so many of you so soon after what I thought maybe would be the last time I would have the chance to see you. This has been an interesting 12 hours, and as the Vice President stated, one of great importance to all of us. It is one that has caused all of us to consider as we move forward in a dignified and a professional way how we do that. We asked Secretary Warren Christopher to be the special advisor to me as we move forward in this process. Of course, as the Vice President said, we want this to move forward quickly but judiciously. And so we have asked Secretary Christopher to come here. He and I will be leaving shortly after this gathering to go to Florida We have a number of people who flew down to Florida yesterday, or early this morning, to be part of the process and to try to gather facts and information as to exactly what is the process and how we proceed. And I'm sure there are a whole host of questions that you all have, and we can get to a few of those, but I'll start with just saying, as you can imagine, in such a short period, there is a whole host of information that none of us have right now. And we will not try to get into the guessing game or hypothetical games as best one can, understanding your need for some clarity through this process. And at this time, though, let me ask the Secretary of War, Christopher, to step forward and make some brief remarks.
Thanks, Bill. I watched the election returns in my home in Los Angeles area last night, and it went on a lot longer than I anticipated it would. Just about the time I was getting ready to go to bed, Secretary Daley called and asked if I'd join him down here to serve as his advisor as this process went forward, and I'm glad to do that. I mention that, though, because for me this is only 12 hours old, and I'm beginning to get briefed up on the matter to understand what the facts and issues are. Our purpose is clear. We want to ensure that the legislative process, the process of counting last night, and the underlying voting process is fair, accurate, and that we resolve that in a timely way, given the importance of the issues involved. We'll have that as our target, try to ensure, make the American people comfortable in understanding that the process was done in a fair and forthright and honorable way, and that we have taken the steps to ensure that. As I say, I'm just beginning to get briefed up on the matter, and we'll continue to do that through the next 12 hours or so, but we'll be glad to try to answer any questions you have at the present time.
There's no question he is ahead in the popular vote and ahead in the electoral vote. There is one state left to be decided. We believe when those votes are counted and that process is complete, totally complete, Al Gore will have won the Electoral College and the popular vote, and therefore is will be the next president. No one's challenging trying to drag anything out. There is a process that is moving forward less than 12 hours old. I think the American people who voted overwhelmingly and the largest number ever voted for a Democrat, I believe, since Lyndon Johnson at least, that those people's rights should be protected. And not only is the vice president ahead in the popular vote, he is ahead in the Electoral College. I think each state has different rules as to the binding of their electoral members. Obviously, I think there is a presumption that those members who are voting vote based upon the election, the numbers that come out of that state. So, but there are different rules for different states. I believe the vast majority of them are legally bound. And I would assume if you're legally bound, you believe you're morally bound.
Secretary Daley, Secretary Christopher, how close is this country now to a sort of an unprecedented constitutional crisis because of the situation?
We're not, I think, on the edge of a constitutional crisis. We're following rules laid down by the laws of Florida. What's taking place here is very much in the context of what is anticipated under Florida law. We intend to follow that, and so, as I say, this issue is only 12 hours old. I will have to agree, I think all of you would second this, this is really an extraordinary event. Last night was an extraordinary night. None of us have ever seen anything quite like it, but I don't have any reason to think we're on the edge of a constitutional crisis, and we don't intend to try to provoke a constitutional crisis. We want to ensure, as I said before, that the election in Florida, as well as the election in the whole country, was accurately and fairly counted, and to do that in a timely manner, taking into account the ultimate importance of the matter.
Can you talk You talked about moving this ahead in a timely way. I wonder if you have any sense of how long the process will take, and also what your options are in terms of challenging any apparent irregularities that are.
I think it would be inappropriate at this time. Again, this is all people are trying to gather facts, information, and then make judgments. So I think to get into some time constraints or timeline would be inappropriate at this time. They just can't. No one has that amount of information yet to make that judgment. Yes, sir.
Could you tell us about the two phone calls between the Vice President and Governor Bush last night?
I think they were pretty straightforward, and I think Chris has talked about them already, and I'd leave it at however he's designated them.
Secretary, yeah, Jim. What gives you cause to believe that in the recount you will prevail?
I believe that when you finish this vote, looking at the vote that was expressed by the people of Florida for Al Gore and the different areas of contention right now geographically within the state, they seem to be areas that have been predominantly for Democrats, and especially Al Gore and Joe Lieberman. But that process has to move forward, that process has to be completed, and then a judgment will be made. Yes, sir.
Well, Secretary Daley, can you tell us now, if the recount finishes and concludes with Governor Bush still holding a narrow lead, could this be over tomorrow, or can you tell us now that it will not be over?
I can't say with certainty when this will be over. Governor Bush of Florida just said in a live press conference that this is the first step in the process, and he, I'm not quite sure, quite frankly, what he meant by that. He knows the process of Florida better than I, but this is the beginning of the process, not the end of the process.
Do you intend to challenge the validity of a number of ballots?
Again, there's a fact gathering going on right now in Florida. Secretary Christopher will be there. I think you all are reporting at different times different allegations or irregularities that have been reported by different people, and I would assume there will be people in Florida who may determine to do that. Yes, sir.
How serious do those allegations have to be? What's your threshold if this recount is
fine? Again, this is all, I don't think anyone's done the research yet on some of these in the fact gathering. Some may turn out to be bogus, some may turn out to be very serious, but that's the process that's moving forward, not only within the confines of the people of the government of Florida and those who are responsible for the election process, but also through the media and through other organizations and individuals who may feel that their rights have been violated.
Dale, do you expect this to be all resolved by January 20th?
I would assume that this would be resolved well before that, but again, I'm not going to. It's not for me to decide. Yeah.
What do you think of the appearance of the Vice President behind that podium today?
I don't know, he likes the podium.
Is that in any way symbolic of how you
I think he stood behind this podium probably numerous times. I don't know.
Secretary, if you said keep the process open until you've exhausted all angles with these voter irregularities?
I think that's a question that no one can answer right now, because it's not been determined exactly how you would define actually completed a resolution of. Again, individuals can take actions in Florida if their rights are violated, and that may be occurring. Generally, that occurs.
Those types of actions, and has the campaign yet spoken with lawyers about what your options are legally?
We're in the process of speaking with lawyers. Mr. Secretary Christopher is one of the top lawyers in America. We have lawyers that have gone to Florida, and there are lawyers in Florida who are experts in election laws and so forth that we'll be discussing these matters with, and I thank you very much.
Thank you.